Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
6:17 in the a.m.
I watched Kingpin on Monday.
You do what?
Watch Kingpin.
Oh, yeah?
That's where the song's from.
Yeah. I saw that movie.
The Blues Traveler.
That movie was so funny, man. It's like, it's one of those movies you got to watch more than once because you miss so much.
I told Joe yesterday that Big Earn McCracken is one of the greatest characters ever created in movies. The fake commercial or the commercial they do there, when sometimes I wake up in the morning and Big Earn's already there. And then he's the mom's hiking the ball and he's snapping her panties. Morgana comes on the bowling alley or whatever and he's got her by the breast and he's guiding her off. He's just like, what a great character.
Jeremy, so this whole removing distractions from the locker room happened after the Chiefs games, right? That's when this took place. I'm just going to say it now. I said it before yesterday. Epic failure. Because what happened after the Chiefs game? You lose to the Texans 44-10. Let's go back to something. Remember after the Texans game, I asked you and Ed. I said, I know sometimes John Harbaugh is around no one on the sidelines, but he seemed to be extremely disconnected from the team. Remember I asked you that?
Yeah.
And at the time, I knew nothing about this distractions from the locker room thing. I knew nothing about that. But you don't see, you didn't see him around the players against the Rams. You see no one around him. I didn't know about it. I'm telling you, man, there's something else going on in that locker room with that team, player to coach. And I picked up on it before knowing the story about this. This just looks different. And I picked up on it, Jeremy, because I say it again. There's something to be said about drawing from experience.
Yeah.
And I'm a coach who lost a locker room. I'm not proud of that, but I did. And I know what it looks like. And I know the look of the coach when he lost the locker room. And I asked you then, I said, do you think he lost it? He's losing his locker room? Because I saw the look on his face. And I saw the players when they looked at him. And there was no connection.
Yeah, because, like, again, taking away this stuff when things are going awry. Like, let's say, you know, like, you had all these injuries. But even if you didn't have the injuries and the team's playing poor, I get trying to do something to jumpstart them. But this ain't it because you're making them feel like children. What do you mean you're taking away this from me? Yeah, what did I do to, like, before the games or when in my downtime? Like, when we're at practice, I'm practicing. When it's film study, I'm studying film.
I'm not playing games.
When it's downtime, I can do what I want.
Isn't it great to have a team that likes one another?
Yes.
How do you do that?
Camaraderie.
How do you have camaraderie? Spend more time together. So you want me, as soon as practice is over, as soon as I get my, after I get my treatment, to just leave and go home, not be around these guys. So now when we're losing, there's no connection here. There's no, the camaraderie, folks, in a team setting makes you responsible for one another, makes you accountable for one another because you spend a lot of quality time with one another. When you now just make it a business, we come in, we punch out, we go home. You're losing something there. And when you take those things and remove those things from the locker room and baseball, the clubhouse, you know, why did they fall apart and rip at the seams when things were going wrong? Because those guys spent a lot of time together. They sat there, they played ping pong and pool versus one another and all the games on the plane. When you rip that from him, Jeremy, now you become the distraction that you're trying to eliminate. And I think that's what he did.
When you're going home to play MLB The Show or whatever game, Madden, whatever it is that you're playing, aren't you kind of excited to get there? Like when I was playing video games, and especially if I was going to play against buddies or if we were going to my friend's house and if we weren't playing beer pong, which I love to compete with, and if they were playing beer pong in the locker room, I'm listening to you. But like we would play ping pong in his house or table
before
tennis.
Kickoff.
And yeah, and I'm just saying like we'd all have a good time. And then when football started, we were all watching football, you know, and I'm not saying it's the same way being in someone's man cave as opposed to, you know, be it getting ready before a game or after practice. But what does it matter? It's third down time. What if they do it at home? Oh, it's fine then. And you got people out there that are diehard Ravens fans that don't care about the players. They care about the wins where it's like, oh, big deal. And we're taking away your video games. Get over it. Yeah, but you're going to lose the locker room.
Yes.
If things don't go exactly the way you plan. Now, if this was college or something, I'm listening to you, but I still don't like it there.
Okay. There are other teams that win. During the era where the Patriots were winning everything, why do players want to come to the Ravens?
Well, a lot of things we heard, I mean, especially defensive players, but a lot of things we heard is because of the facility and how they treat their players.
The camaraderie.
Yes.
The relationship. So you are jeopardizing one of your biggest recruiting tools. Not the games, the environment.
Yeah.
You're jeopardizing one of your biggest recruiting tools. And arguably the worst, this is the worst start of John Harbaugh's career.
Yeah.
This is panic. That's what this is. This is this. And again, like I said, like I suggested yesterday, this is, it's just a suggestion because I don't know everything that's going on in there. But what's happening right now, you're saying, hey, you guys aren't paying attention. So let me eliminate these things that's in the locker room because they're distracting you from paying attention to me. No, dude, maybe they're not paying attention to you because they're not feeling you.
Yeah. Well, I'd say this too. Like, people always say, like, if let's say John Harbaugh was no longer coaching here, who are you going to get? And the problem I have with that sentiment is you've said you lost the locker room before.
I did.
If you lose the locker room, unless you're giving ample amount of time to get it back, I don't think you can. And the difference is like,
I didn't
see. And the difference is that you have a situation where you look at guys like Mike Tomlin, Bill Belichick. I don't know if he ever lost the locker room because all they did was win once they got 12. Mm-hmm. And then you go back and you look at the Ravens here and even Harbaugh, like, oh my God, not that he lost the locker room, but is it time? Have things changed? Did we lose that great feel that we had for just smash mouth football and beating people right up and people being afraid of you? Did we lose that? And then here comes Lamar. The game has transitioned into a finesse game.
It is.
You still have to be physical, but you have to be physical without making any mistakes. It's extremely hard on the defense.
I lost it at college at Notre Dame. Had early success, pride, ego, made it about me, not the players. And slowly but surely, it began to rip. And there was a great disconnect. That's the era of my coaching career that I wish I could have back because I ruined that. We were at the NCAA tournament. We were bad mofos, man. But I didn't know how to handle that success. I was younger. And I learned from that. But because I went through that, I know what it looks like when I see it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.